flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Jeff Van Drew here in a moment. A lot to talk with him about, particularly this committee that will be a pushback on the January 6th stuff as far as bringing people in that were on the January 6th committee, for example. They no longer have Fifth Amendment rights to testify, as I understand it, to avoid testimony because they were pardoned by Biden. It's not about them. It's about clarification of exactly what happened here and what they did, because this is an ongoing issue, as you know. In addition to that, we'll talk with him about the Wake and Riley vote, whales, drones. Still, nobody seems to give up what the drones are about. And you'll be able to see the video of this as much as we'll play it too. Bill Malusian, who's tremendous at Fox, went out with the Boston ICE, or the people in the area, and the people that they arrested. It's incredible, the sound we have from it, and the crimes that they have committed or alleged to have committed. How could anyone not think America is safer with them being deported? All right, let's go to the one and only Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Dom. How are you?
Very well. I'm not sure, you know, given your schedule and elliptical and everything else, if you've had a chance to see. We've been playing Bill Malusian, who's tremendous on Fox. He's their border immigration guy. He was embedded with ICE agents during the Boston arrest. And the sound of these guys when they're arrested, saying Biden forever as they're cursing at Trump.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
So, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
It's almost hard to believe what we've seen here, and yet we still have people wanting to offer sanctuary, lecturing this isn't the American way. What are you hearing in your role, Congressman?
Tom, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, you just can't believe it. It's just something. How did we get here? How did they let this happen? Why would they let it happen? I'm not a conspiracy guy, and I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but it really truly seems to me that the past Biden administration was one that wanted to sink the United States of America into mediocrity instead of American exceptionalism in every way possible, whether it was with energy, whether it was with our military, whether it was with our border. It was just to diminish the U.S. Boy, they did a hell of a job. Diminish the United States of America. Thank God the right thing happened in this election. I mean, whether you I love President Trump, you know, but whether you like him or don't like him isn't even the point. It's about whether America is going to cease to exist or not as we know it. And I mean, to think we're arguing on the floor of the House of Representatives. You know, my bill got embedded into the Lake and Riley bill because what my bill says, not only do you deport for the reasons that are in the Lake and Riley bill, my bill said, and it had passed before, but of course the Senate wouldn't do it in the last session. Now we're going to get it done, and it's going to be part of this bill. If you attack a police officer violently, you're going to be detained. You're going to go through due process, and if appropriate, then you are going to be deported. You've broken the law once.
Yeah.
Here's go ahead. I want to tell you a story whenever you're ready.
Sure. I just wanted to make one other thing, too, with this Boston raid that we know. The work of ICE to ferret these people out. ICE is great, but with the language barriers and... It's that they're blatant. They're living their life, these criminals, the Biden administration... Right in front of us, as good as ICE is, if they were trying to hide, it's pretty hard to imagine they could have arrested so many of them on the first day. In other words, they're blatantly going about their lives.
They couldn't have. They couldn't have. I wish every American really could understand. These are really bad people. I mean, President Trump was right to declare them domestic terrorism. They're dealing with, you know, sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, even in some areas of the world and connecting to here, organ harvesting. I mean, they're evil bastards. I don't know what else to say. These are really, really bad people. My God. And the story I want to tell you real quick,
yes.
You know, going around Inauguration Day, you know, it's really hard to get around, obviously, you know, get a cab wherever you could. So we get a cab, go in there, guy's driving it, start talking to him. He's Ethiopian. And he came to the United States legally, not illegally. Grew up in Ethiopia, always wanted to be an architect. His cousin was an architect, and he would watch his cousin, and he was fascinated by it and loved it. But in Ethiopia, you don't choose what you're going to do with your life. This is true. They told him what he was going to do, and it was not to be an architect. So he legally came over to the United States of America, worked his butt off, you know, driving the cab around, also working, you know, obviously in school, got his degree, and now is going for his master's, still working 2 and 3 jobs. He loves America. He said, my God, what a great country. He said, so many people in America who were born here and live here don't realize that the freedom you have, the greatness that you have, how America leads and how wonderful it is and how terrible it is that some Americans don't realize it. The point of the story is immigration is good. Though he loves the flag, he wants to pledge to the flag, he loves America. This African-American Ethiopian represents the best of America. That's what we're about. But we have these people coming in that Biden wanted, and they let in, and Obama as well, who don't like America. They talk crap about America. They are fed, they're clothed, they're given travel expenses, they're given housing, and they still not enough, and debit cards. That's not what, and they come here illegally, and then they break the law, and they go after a police officer, or beat and rape and maim Americans.
Yeah, without a doubt, that is a great story that underlines exactly what this administration's about. Now, you should feel pretty good. I kind of buried the lead here, but this was breaking, that you and your staff and the Trump staff getting the executive order around the wind turbines and this hiatus period, and then we take another look at it and decide. And again, these things are complicated. It was masterful. And I think it's foolproof here. You can't challenge this. This is exactly the right approach.
Thank you so much. It is the right approach. It was a great day for me. You know, President Trump was nice enough to put up on his Truth Social this morning. I don't know if you know it, but he kind of gave me a nice compliment, and I really appreciate that. We worked with his team. He kept his word day one. So everybody understands, there's two parts to this executive order. I spoke to him about a month ago. He said, do an executive order. Let's see what it looks like. We got it done in 48 hours. My team got it done in 48 hours, sent it over to his people. They took it. They used a good portion of it. And then, quite frankly, they added on more. Theirs is even more encompassing. I was worried about the ocean and the coastal areas. His stops all of it. Until they do a thorough and complete review. And that'll be everybody from the Attorney General, most important, Doug Burgum, who I've spoken to about this numerous times, who will be the new Secretary of Interior, and review it from every aspect. What does it do to the fishermen? What does it do to tourism? What does it do to the environment? What does it do to the whales? What does it do to national security? What does it do to the ratepayer? So, you know, all that's in there. So ours became part of, and ours deals with the coast. And the ocean, part of this bigger one that deals with even more. But the point is, you're absolutely right, Dom. It's being done the right way. Honestly, you know, people listening, it's a great day for America. It's a great day for our beloved ocean that we love so much. A great day for New Jersey. What was happening was, again, horrible and awful. And I'm going to shut up in a second, but this administration passed was going to have us begging on our hands and knees, crawling, asking for energy when we can produce energy. We can be number one. We can export energy. America leads. We don't beg. We're in charge. That's the difference.
Oh, without a doubt. And we had that before in the first administration and probably even more at this point. Well, I already have the date of the 6 months, and then they tell us something. We got to celebrate at Mulligan's. This time we have to buy the scotch for you if you're available on that day. We'll make sure that it happens.
I don't think you can buy a scotch for me, but I'll have a scotch with you.
Okay.
If you want to put gold bars in my pockets, that's probably okay. You know, but that's a joke. Everybody.
All right, Johnny, get those gold bars out of the back room that we have stashed in. Sure. When a guy's caught with gold bars, wouldn't you think, hey, you can't have gold bars in the house? You know, money you can explain, but gold bars, how are you explaining that stuff?
All of it. You just can't make it up. Yeah. It's so bad. Sometimes it's incredulous. And when I would tell these stories when I was on the campaign trail, and even general before, just going around seeing the hundreds of thousands of people in my district, they would look at you sometimes and I would almost preface it. I know this is hard to believe, but it's not a talking point.
Yeah.
It's not a Republican thing. This is really happening.
Now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew with his Congressman, President Trump apparently put Susie Wiles on telling us what's happening with the drones. And you've been the prime driving force in Jersey. It's maddening that we still don't know what happens next.
Well, and that's going to be interesting. I think as president of the United States, he hopefully will be, hopefully they're honest with him. He will be privy to the information and we get the truth. Let me tell you one thing I do know. I'm out on that. As you know, I'm out and about a lot. I talk to a lot of people, not only in my district, but across the state and across the country. People did not trust the government.
Right.
This is a new era where hopefully we will rebuild trust in our government. Everybody said to me, they didn't even care what I said, whether it was Iran, whether it was this. They knew what they were hearing wasn't true because they knew what they saw in their own eyes. They knew what the folks at the nuclear power plant saw, or the Coast Guard saw, or the air traffic controllers saw. And they were told by their government, you saw nothing. You saw nothing. Nothing's there to see. And we know that that's not true. So they're covering up, and it's a bad cover-up. It's a stupid cover-up, typical of them, when we really want to know what the truth is. And so it's either two things. At the end of the day, I'm not going to go through all the possibilities because the other ones aren't real.
Right.
It's either our own government testing prototypes and experimenting, which if it is, all they had to do is say, it is us. Nothing to worry about. We're making sure that our country is safe. Some of this is top secret, so we can't give you all the details, but it's us. America would have been fine. No big deal. Okay, that's the end of it. You got to do what you got to do to protect the country. Or it's a foreign adversary or a foreign country. That's even scarier because we should have taken them down. I don't mean you have to shoot them down over populated areas because right. The other side tries to say that's what we want to do. They were coming in and out of the ocean. They were going out to the ocean. Some say, and I've talked to drone experts from across the country, that they may have just kind of gone into the ocean. They were autonomous. That means they run on their own. We don't even allow that in our country. So we know that there was more there. Bottom line is, if it's another country, take it down, find the country of origin, make sure that they cut it out. We're going to find out from this president. I am anxiously awaiting, as are you, as is everybody. But I'm telling you, there's more there. And I do hope, honestly, that's how much I even worry about this government, because there's still plenty of people left over from the previous administration and administrations who even tried to hurt Trump last time when he was president. I do hope that they do allow him to access the truth.
Well, that's good. You know, then I don't know what we do. I mean, you know, that you've just hit upon exactly the negative, that may be the case, and the positive that you said today, Congressman. We do want to rebuild trust in the government. We got to have some of that. We can't continue to go on like this.
You know, I had somebody come up to me the other day, and, you know, before the election, actually, and they said, they just looked me in the eye, man, sad. And they said, I don't trust our own government. And I looked them right back in the eye, and I'm a United States congressman. And I said, I don't either. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about what's going on. This is no joke. This is a real thing. I mean, we got to get back. I told the president, I spoke with him yesterday, texted him today as well, but spoke with him yesterday, and I said, Mr. President, please be careful. Please make sure that you have your own elite team around you. I know the Secret Service, most of them are really great, but I worry about them. They're going to open the gates of hell to stop this man. They're going to open the gates of hell to stop America from attaining its destiny of greatness. I mean that. I think we're going to prevail. I do. I believe that we prevailed in the election. But this is no joke, man. Dom, we're in the real thing here.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, look, I like the guy that he picked, the guy that was willing to take a bullet and has the ability to marshal that. I think he picked the right guy, and he knows what's riding on it, not only the future, but his own future. He's been through it twice. To me, Congressman, the shooting with Crooks and all, unforgivable and all, but that this other maniac gets to be in those bushes at the golf course for 4 to 6 hours, that to me is just beyond possibility of what the heck is going on with the Secret Service.
This is the truth. Whether it's Boeing and these corporations, right. The way they're building things in America now, whether it's our educational system, whether it's our military, Secret Service, Department of Justice, I can go on and on. You know, in my new role as chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee in Judiciary, man, we're going to dig into this. We're going to dig hard. Hold on. The bottom line is, we were worried about pronouns, and we were worried about being politically correct and whether kids in schools could use kitty litter boxes instead of going up. Seriously, you can't make this stuff up, but it's real. We weren't concerned and focused on the most important things in America, which is America being strong and doing right. So I'm hopeful. Now we're going to be back. I said this to the president, though. I said, you need good people. And I know his first choice was good. And all he said to me was, I know, Jeff, I'm doing my best. He gets it.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows. But he knows we've got to be careful. I still can't get over. I mean, there's some people, not the majority, Secret Service, great people, law enforcement, great people. But, man, I was in Wildwood. I was intimately involved in the biggest one of these rallies he's ever had, period. And we had local police forces at every level from multiple jurisdictions. We had the Secret Service, the FBI. Everybody was coordinating with everybody. We set up a hot spot. What happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, really weird and just unforgivable. It was law enforcement 101. A rookie cop would have known that was nonsense.
Exactly.
And we need to do better. It was weird. It's unacceptable. But it's symptomatic of at every level of our country what's going on, this push towards mediocrity instead of a push towards exceptionalism. Hopefully, and I believe it will, that's going to change now.
Exactly. Congressman, thank you and continued success. Thank you for joining us.
Always. I appreciate you. Take care.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, I don't know where to begin to unpack some of that. I just wanted to tell you before we do Dom's Money Melody, though, tomorrow, Bruce Castor, 12:30, and he defended several of the J6 defendants. More importantly, he'll tell you exactly what would probably happen to Larry Krasner if he pursues going after those that have been pardoned and or commuted. And Henry, contacted by the Al Schmidt people, we're setting that up. There's something going on with special information on mail-in ballots.
Shh.
Okay.
Keep it a secret.
I can't say anything more about that. Maybe that was too much already. No, I mean, I think in general terms, that's okay.
But, recent friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Roger Stone, Dom,
yes.
Has made gravy. I don't know if you saw that. But he was asked about the January 6th prisoners.
Right.
You want that audio?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I have a question. Yeah. What do you think of the pardons, the January 6th pardons? Because everybody's already criticizing Trump, saying he shouldn't have done it. What's your take?
He shouldn't have done it. It's a travesty. Particularly people who've got long sentences for nonviolent crimes like trespassing. In the case of Enrique Tarrio, convicted over a document sent to him by an FBI informant over Telegram that he never even opened. Sorry. Now find that prosecutor.
Do you think Trump could, on his way out after 4 years, do what Biden did and pardon himself and family members in case a Democrat comes in after him?
It's a vicious cycle, there's no question, but back around January 6th, I suggested a blanket pardon for anyone who had expressed their First Amendment right of questioning an election, which every American has the right to do, because I said they would criminalize it. And, of course, they did in Washington, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. So, they kind of set the rubric here.
Didn't he say that on our show?
All right, he might have, yes. I more like his fashion sense. We got to get him back. The whole pastel thing was a great question by you.
Roger Stone.
With Roger Stone. All right. It is time, though, for...
Oh, man, I'm not ready for that.
I gave a tease of a half hour.
Melody.
All right. Gone. All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, February 21st at the Asplund Concert Hall at Westchester University. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
Don, today our side question, we're asking for some fun conspiracy theories that you think there might be some truth behind. So with that, I'm going to play a song. The clues are in the song. We just want to know who today's singer is. It's an original song. We want to know who the singer is. Take a listen.
I got the speed, this body moves in the ring. It's my machine, it's my castle, it's my weapon. When I wrestle, I got the hands, I got the moves, I got the ways to get to you. You want trouble? You'll be sorry if you mess with this body. I got the body.
Ah, there's a heck of a clue at the end. I've interviewed him a couple times. Conspiracy is something...
Not too much, Tom. Don't give it away.
Oh, I'm just saying he might be known. There's a lot of people known for that. Who is that? If you get this, this is going to be pretty good, though. I don't think I would have gotten it from The Voice. You hit us with that, and you're going off to see Joe Conklin for a great night. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Wait, right? Hit us with who is singing this song. Listen to the clue.
I got the power. I got the speed. This body rules in the ring. It's my machine. It's my castle. It's my weapon. When I wrestle, I got the hands. I got the moves.
All right, let's go to Dave in Clifton Heights. Dave, you're on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dave, who's singing that song?
Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura.
What gave it away to you? The voice, which is distinct, or the body part?
At first, I thought it was Shawn Michaels, and then once he said the body, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Very good, Dave. I'm still surprised.
Humans turn into lizards.
You know Shawn Michaels. He must know wrestlers, so the voice might be very, very good there. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. So, Dave, you're the winner. Go off to see Joe Conklin. Coming up, for tickets, visit joeconklin.com. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow, probably for the same prize. Got the side question going on here, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. We'll get you in. All right, you heard Jeff Van Drew. A lot of stuff there with Van Drew, particularly at the end with the drones. Confidence in the government. Even will Trump be told? That seems almost impossible, right? But unless they put a lot of people on it inside the government, what happened with, we'll know about this in a day or two, as I thought, you know, somehow or another pressure, they would tell President Trump exactly, are the drones foreign? Do they know that at least? Are they something we're trying to deal with? We don't need to know all the particulars. That could be secret. We need to know, though, what the drones are about. I don't hear as many sightings, but we do need to know about that. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question. All-time conspiracy. We heard a couple of fun ones. You heard ours. We'd like to get yours. As we said, tomorrow we'll have Bruce Castor on. He defended the president during the issues around the impeachment, his law firm. He was the person, I think, on the second one. Didn't know he defended several J6 people, his firm. And he's in the Delaware Valley Journal again today. They're the only ones that get stuff like this. If Larry Krasner goes forward, going after these people, I'd say, look, even the ones, if there are any locally, that I don't like the outcome with a few, this would be persecution. There's no state issue here. There's nothing Larry Krasner can do to tie it to that. This is all about Krasner trying to get his name out there, trying to show he's still a force. He's looking for the first thing that he'll try to do if there's an immigration issue here in Philadelphia. One of the reasons is, this morning, the Democrat Party met, and as I'm told, they said they will not endorse anyone in the DA's race. Now, we've had on Judge Dugan, Democrat, running in the primary. He's much more moderate than a Larry Krasner. He's got a lot of backing, a lot of money, a lot of resources. Krasner is on the ropes a bit, but I wouldn't count him out. There are still people in Philadelphia that like this nonsense. And or get a lot of grants or in his circle, you know, the whole story associated with that. But not endorsing the sitting DA is really interesting. Don't know all the particulars of how the vote went. And you know, even if you're in the suburbs, Larry Krasner is dangerous. What he's done here in Philadelphia is shocking. All right, Dan, I didn't even see this flag coming up. We'll show you a little bit of this and play some of the audio. You can see it on YouTube, station's YouTube. Bill Malugian went out with the Boston Ice people. This seems to be where they struck the most. And when you see the difficulty in apprehending where they're going to take these people out, MS-13 and the like, and you hear one of them, it's amazing. They're hiding in plain view. They weren't hiding because ICE was told to stand down. Biden pretended on the border, but internally, he let people that are among the most vicious criminals imaginable be able to kill Americans. The Senate has confirmed John Ratcliffe for CIA director, 74 to 25. I thought he would get in the 90s. Marco Rubio got everybody. Murkowski is a no on Pete Hegseth. Does that mean Hegseth is doomed? No, but it's going to be close when they vote. So far, it's Rubio and Ratcliffe, two of the easier ones. The Hegseth confirmation will have a crucial test vote, says Fox, coming up. I'm not sure if that's in the committee. I assume not the broader Senate. But that will give us an idea where this might go. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. And J.D. Vance may be the one that ultimately decides Hegseth. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. So Bill Malugian today, and we started the show with this. You can follow it on YouTube, too. Went out with the Boston ICE people. This seemed to be the epicenter of the raids. This is the top guy at Fox. Here's a little bit of how it sounded, particularly the one guy praising Biden as they arrest him and Obama and cursing about Trump.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a frigid 5 degrees in the pre-dawn hours just outside of Boston, where this team of elite ICE officers is briefing on their targets for the day.
We're going to be targeting some extremely violent offenders today.
Within moments, the officers are on the move, with eyes on their first target.
Looks like we got movement, target vehicle coming out.
They quickly take him into custody. He's an MS-13 gang member wanted in El Salvador for aggravated murder. And he has an Interpol red notice out for his arrest.
We are targeting very violent threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
ICE Boston quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal alien from Brazil, who has an Interpol red notice for armed robbery. This Salvadoran illegal alien, charged locally with rape and released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Señor, ¿cómo se llama?
And this Dominican illegal alien, charged with assault with a deadly weapon and heroin trafficking. Officers also arrested this Guatemalan MS-13 gang member facing gun charges. ICE says he was released from local custody just the day before. Their detainer request was ignored because of sanctuary policies. And in a sign of shifting priorities with the new Trump administration, this man, who was in the same apartment as the target, was also arrested after ICE determined he's also in the U.S. illegally. This is what ICE calls collateral.
So you guys got your main target just now, but you got somebody else. What just happened?
So our main target was released by a sanctuary jurisdiction, not honoring a detainer. That person was released back into the community, and when we went to go find him, he's with somebody else who was previously removed from the United States. So he's going to go today, too.
And that is exactly what Border Czar Tom Homan has warned would happen.
All right, there you go. That's great stuff, including the secondary person there, that ICE is going down that path. All right, let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
I was just concerned about the interview with Jeff Van Drew, when he said about the drones, which I'm concerned, and I know Trump has big fish to fry, but when he said that's if they tell him
what
that is, I wish there was a little pushback there, like, who is they?
Obviously, I think he's talking about, if anybody in the government knows, maybe military, maybe somebody else if they know. So he was expressing, I think it was pretty clear, an anti-government mm-hmm. sentiment there that he's not even right. sure that the people that do know will tell Trump. And I know Trump's got a lot of balls in the air, without a doubt. But this ought to be something where he should have a knowledge of by this point.
Yeah, I just think it's time to even call out congressmen on statements like that, to be like, well, who's they? Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, he doesn't know who they are. We don't know. He wouldn't know. If the president doesn't know, he wouldn't know. He's just surmising that whoever is involved in this hasn't come forward internally.
So that's really where we're at, that the president of the United States
yes.
can't figure that out? Yeah.
I am assuming, look, I can't, ask some private conversation, Greg, that he's telling Trump, well, your people have to bring in the Joint Chief or whoever it is. Ask them point blank, who's doing this? If they don't know, well, then they have to be made to know. They have access
then
to
we,
this.
Then we have to be told that. That's
right.
my point.
I take your point, but it
is time
right.
for our elected representatives, including Trump, to be like, they're not telling me.
Exactly.
Well, who's they?
Right. Thank you, Greg. Well, we don't know who they is either here. And again, I got to give a little bit of grace period of time here to, I take your point. It was startling to hear that. And he did express an anti-government sentiment here. Who knows this? And they're not telling the president. In other words, they shouldn't be asked. They ought to just report as a matter of course, meeting with the president, whether it's a military or whatever. All right, here's the latest on the drones, of what they think it is or what they know it is. It shouldn't be we have to track them down to get this. I take your point. Van Drew is doing a service here. I'm not going to browbeat him on that, in that he's surmising we don't know this yet. And again, there's big stuff out there, but this should be an easy thing to know one way or the other. We ought to at least know, is it us or is it potentially somebody else? All right, let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. For my answer, I have to go through a rigmarole. In the year 725 A.D., the king of France forestalled a Muslim invasion at the Pyrenees. The king's name, Charlemagne, which means Charles the Great. Now, fast forward to the year 2024. On one of your programs, Dom, you were discussing Butler, Pennsylvania. And in the same breath, you mentioned the nearby town of Charleroi. Charleroi means Charles the King. Now, here's the conspiracy. Charleroi and Charlemagne are one and the same person.
All right, another one of those one and the same person. Yours was a little bit more elevated than the micro and the...
So where does the radio host fit into the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
So is he a king or a god? Because I always thought Charlemagne was the god.
Yeah. The only conspiracy I'm involved in is this real hair or is it a wig? We've proven that how many times.
You can tug on it if you want us to.
Yeah.
We should offer that as for our next event that we do with the Mannion Foundation.
Okay, yes.
A chance to tug on Dom Giordano's hair.
You know what? Greg would love that idea. Put that in. You can. Yeah, I'll share all my hair secrets of one sort or another. All right, let's go to Joe in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours today?
Afternoon. Right during the Truman administration, a secret group was formed called Majestic 12 to cover up things about UFOs.
I'm unaware of them. Okay. That's
basically uncovered. And I think Alan Dulles was in there.
Right.
And also James Forrestal, who was the Secretary of Defense, supposedly threw himself out a window at Bethesda Hospital, committing suicide, which they think he might have been thrown out the window.
And I know about that. I think he committed suicide, Dan. I'll tell you off the air why.
Oh.
What it was. Yeah, I think he did. I can stop that conspiracy. Is there any good ones on Twitter or YouTube that you liked?
A couple on Twitter.
Okay.
That being Hassan Bin Sober saying Elvis is actually still alive. He never died while sitting on the toilet.
There you go.
Michael says the big three automakers squashed any chance for a car to get over 100 miles per hour.
Why would they want to do that?
Let me ask you a conspiracy theory that I truly believe. That the pharmaceutical companies suppress any cures for cancer in an effort to continue selling their products to cancer patients.
Wouldn't they make out better if they had something?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
You people are sick and you bill them every step of the way.
They're perpetually reliant.
Okay, then I go to my second line. My first line is always with a conspiracy. Isn't it more in their interest something else? The second line is, are you crazy? Do you know how hard that would be to cover up?
I mean, it seems like they've covered up a lot of things from us over the years. I wouldn't be surprised if this
Yeah, but Henry, the enormity of that. You don't think somebody would just say, I've had enough, you know, this is so bad, we're stopping this, on their deathbed or whatever, you know, they give it
up. Well, I mean, you see what happens with, say, like Boeing whistleblowers. They come out and say, these planes stink, they're not fit for the air, and they die. So who's to say, you know, someone's not tried to do this, and then they, you know, same fate.
All right, you're both in league on that one, all right?
Yeah.
Well, that's an all-time big one. I mean, that's death penalty right there on the spot if you're engaged in that. Okay. I thought we were doing less serious ones, but
well, end of the show here.
That's as serious as it gets. It really is. And look, and on this day, I could have pressed Jeff Van Drew more. I didn't want to get him on the record out there again, other media, etc. But he said what he said about if they tell Trump, meaning...
Who's they?
Yeah.
I have the same
question. Well, I answered. It means military or people with CIA involvement
but
or whatever.
But the guy's the head of the military. You should be privy to this information. There shouldn't be an if they, you know, tell him this information. It should be when they tell him the information.
I always go with incompetency, et cetera, with this, and I'm still banking on that. What would be in their interest not to tell the president on the drone thing?
It's a need-to-know basis. I think that was my theory when it was first happening. That
okay.
The reason they haven't said anything about it is that the only, like, the special few privileged ones, like maybe even above the president in a sense, they're the only ones that know.
All right, bottom line is all Trump has to say is, okay, you don't know. Let's say that's the answer. Next, he determines who the Joint Chief of Staff is. You're out. That's what I would do. You don't know about these drones by now. You're out as Joint Chief. I'm putting somebody else in.
Oh, I have audio of that.
Get him out. Get him out of here.
No, that's a remedy for this. Well, then you shouldn't be Joint Chiefs of Staff. At that level, if you don't know about the drones by now or have a very good guess, you shouldn't be in charge. I think we all could agree with that.
I honestly want to say it's above their pay grade, even though you're saying it's the right-hand man. I get it.
Right. Head of the Joint Chiefs has access to anything.
I still think I still think there are some things out there that they don't cue them in on.
Look, if there is indeed truth to there being some sort of, quote, swamp out there, is it not true that they could be, you know, involved still and holding back these secrets from the president?
Anything's possible. I would say that, but it's not likely. All right, so every time we get into the conspiracy thing, we're coming to the lightning round here. Hit us with your best shot. It can be a funny one, or it can be they won't let us treat cancer. Whatever you say, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right, all-time conspiracy. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Hey, Scott, what's yours?
Mine is that and I think it's possibly true, the NBA sent Jerry Colangelo and his son to make sure that the process did not work because they don't want teams trying to lose every year.
Ooh, and that would play into my wheelhouse, sort of, conspiracy, knowing they were doofuses and they would do exactly what they did rather than people that cut this by being smart. I could agree with that.
And how funny was it that Jeff Van Drew talking about that guy wanting to be an architect? All I could think of was George Costanza.
The Ethiopian. A lot from Jeff and Drew today. A lot, Scott. That is a good one. Yeah. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. I'll be as quick as possible. You know, Dom, here's my conspiracy theory. Is if Noah's Ark really exists, did you know, Dom, in 1948, a huge wooden vessel that was fossilized was discovered in Mount Ararat in the eastern frontier of Turkey on the Iranian border. So excavation teams were sent, and they were going to find out what this wooden ship was. However, the Russian government got nervous because it was the beginning of the Cold War. So they complained to the Turkish government, and the Turkish government had the excavation shut down. And to this day, there's armed guards around this Mount Ararat in Turkey. You can't get to it because, you know, Dom, we have multiple radar sites. The Air Force does, right, in Turkey, and I was at one, and we went there. They wouldn't let us near it.
Wow.
So that's the theory. Does Noah's Ark really exist?
All right. Good one. One more. John in Belmar. John, what's yours?
Hi, Dom. It's a great day in America. Paul McCartney is dead. They had the album cover of Abbey Road showing the Undertaker, Paul, and his bare feet, and Sergeant Pepper's, and they were playing records backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. And Billy Shears was the replacement.
Yeah. Quite a spectacle. You hear that a lot. All right. After all this, the two gurus of conspiracy here. Let's start with Henry. What's yours, Henry?
Yeah,
who did
quick,
you like?
Shout out to Alan, Bruce, and Robert. I liked your guys' answers, too. But I thought the best one today was that last one right there. Drew and Upper
Darby.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah, that
Drew
one
and
Upper Darby as well.
That was very detailed. Well, Drew carries like encyclopedias around.
Remember Drew came and showed us proof that there's a time traveler? I forgot who it was that he was claiming was a time traveler, but he had a picture from a past encyclopedia of
this person. He carries them to Mulligan's. He had like a library there.
Yeah.
How about yours, Dan?
I'm liking Drew, too, because I don't know if you heard him slip in there, though, but he apparently went and was on site in Turkey trying to discover whether or not Noah's Ark wasn't real.
I heard him slipping in there. A guy that's been to Turkey, we have to get to the bottom of that.
Investigated this conspiracy.
One of the last places I'd want to go. All right, so Drew, your name goes into the hat. Who knows what we'll have tomorrow? All I know is the Hexet vote, test vote, is coming up. We'll see how that plays out tomorrow. And that Bruce Castor will be here, great lawyer, defended some of the J6 people, and he knows what would happen to Larry Krasner if he pursues them. And we've also got a couple of other people lining up. Thanks for being part of it today. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. At DomShow1210. Great work by the Trump people already removing people who would kill us from Boston today. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.